Hello, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm ready for the next one.
My name is Norman Ashby. DOC number is 204-854.
Okay, hold one moment. I believe that the Honorable Mr. Corrales will be conducting your hearing, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sir, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Norman Seth Ashby, 204-854.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on March 16, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. You have no attorney with you. Are you representing yourself today, sir?
I believe so.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. Again, you cannot see us because this is telephonic, but sitting on the bench, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gil Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Before we get started, we need to swear you in. So, Mr. Ashby and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I do.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Ashby, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be determined if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding whether your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. And in this case, we also give the option of remaining silent. It looks like that there's a booking number on our warrant of arrest indicating that there may be a pending charge in the community, in the criminal justice system. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
I do, sir.
Thank you. I will now begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in your criminal razor company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number five, is demonstrated by resident behavior with law enforcement resistant behavior with law enforcement on or about February 4th, 2018 in Phoenix, Arizona. Mr. Ashby, is this true or false?
That's false.
Thank you, sir. And allegation number two, violation of condition number five, is demonstrated by your engagement in assaultive behavior on or about February 4th, 2018 in Phoenix, Arizona. Mr. Ashby, is this true or false?
False.
Oh, pardon me. Let me restate these. You said false, but you had the choice of true, false, or remaining silent because this is a recorded hearing. So, true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
I guess in my own best interest not to say anything at all, it sounds like.
That's your choice, sir. So for both allegations, would you say that you wish to remain silent?
I'll remain silent.
Okay. Now, according to protocol, we still need to hear the allegations read by our community corrections officer, but we will come back to you shortly for further questions in phase two. Thank you, Mr. Ashby. Mr. Westby, if you will.
November 27th, 2017, the offender signed conditions of supervision stating that he will obey all city, county, state, federal, and tribal laws. I will inform my supervising officer within one working day of any contact that I've had with any law enforcement agency. I will not engage in assaultive, violent, or threatening activities of any sort. On February 4th, 2018, at approximately 21:23 hours, Officer Katrina Morales, badge number 9227, was dispatched to call when drugs males sleeping on the sidewalk in the area of North 41st Drive and West McCrone Boulevard in Phoenix, Arizona. The offender was observed stumbling as he was standing. Officer Morales, number 9227, advised the offender to sit down so he would not fall and hurt himself. The offender was asked for identification multiple times. The offender told Officer Morales, 9227, to, quote, calm the fuck down, end quote. While sitting on Officer Morales' right side, the offender attempted to get up on all four limbs, both knees and hands, stating, quote, do you want to fight? Do you want to go? End quote. At this point, Officer Morales, 9227, reacted by jumping on the offender's back before he could get up and told the offender to relax. The offender was not cooperating with police. Officer Morales, 9227, ready to back up and struggled with the offender until Officer Thibson, badge 9845, arrived. All of the officers successfully arrested the offender and transported him to Maricopa County Jail. The offender was charged with resisting arrest passive. The offender was transferred to Cactus Park Precinct for booking procedures. Photographs of Officer Morales, 9227, and the offender were taken. The offender was then transferred and booked to the 4th Avenue Jail for aggravated assault on a police officer and passive resisting.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Based on information provided to us in warrant number 2018W0435A, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to find Mr. Ashby delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Mr. Quinones?
Yes.
We still have the other allegation. We need to hear the other allegation as well.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we went through the whole thing.
No, that was my bad. We only have the one.
Allegation number two is the same as allegation number one,
except
with the exception that the last sentence is the offender was charged with aggravated assault on an officer.
Thank you, sir. And I will I'll read that motion again. Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse, for that catch. Again, based on the information provided in warrant number 2018W0435A, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to find Mr. Ashby delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Ashby, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. During this phase, the board will determine whether your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. You'll just remain on the phone. We'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Westby.
On November 27, 2017, Mr. Ashby was released from DOC. He was arrested February 4, 2018 by Phoenix PD on a new felony charge of aggravated assault on an officer and a misdemeanor charge of resisting arrest. He was back in DOC custody February 12, 2018 with a projected CCD of August 24, 2018, zero abscondes. Current conviction, 2015, dangerous drug violation, 3.5 years. Prior convictions, 2006, aggravated DUI, 1 year. 2008, aggravated DUI, 2.5 years. 2013, aggravated assault, 1.5 years. This is his fourth term at DOC. CUIR score 2.2, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2009, TIS release of absconder, 76 days, revoked by the BOEC. 2014, TIS release completion, 2 months. His disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrest, 1999, minor in possession of alcohol, Arizona, county jail. 2001, aggravated assault, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2001, forgery, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2004, DUI, liquor, drugs, vapors, combo, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2008, aggravated assault, Arizona, no charges filed. His community risk score is a G4B5.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Mr. Ashby, I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections with an approved residence at Reborn Assistance located at 1841 West Fairmont Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. You were discharged from Reborn on December 25th, 2017 and approved to reside at Traditions, 2924 West Vista Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. This was your last known address. Mr. Ashby, were these the only places you lived when you were outside of the prison system?
I didn't hear the last part. Will you say it again, please?
Are these the only places you lived when you were outside of prison?
Yes.
We have an employment note that you were working at Arizona Pipeline?
Yes.
Was that where you worked the entire time?
Yes, sir.
You're on community supervision. Programming notes that you assigned a task for your analysis with the color code olive. You had 4 negative results, which is commendable. Did you have any ongoing issues with drugs or alcohol?
No, sir.
So you wished to remain silent on your 2 allegations, so we won't ask you any questions regarding that incident, although I will note that it sounds like you still have pending charges.
Can I speak on that? Or?
Well, if you speak on that, you'll be... if it's regarding these charges, keep in mind you chose to remain silent. So is there something else you'd like to say?
Yeah, I'd like to add that, you know, what was known part of those charges was an aggravated assault. And I've gotten court verification that they've dropped an assault, and what they filed in the court was obstruction to police and resisting arrest, which is misdemeanor court in Phoenix on the 14th of March. I had a court date. Obviously, I couldn't make it there. I just want you to know that that's what's taking place. So,
well, thank you for that clarification, Mr. Ashby. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Yes, Ms. Rittenhouse.
So, Mr. Ashby, you have a long history in your criminal past of, it looks like, alcohol use and assault. Mm-hmm. Have you continued to use alcohol?
I've, honestly, ma'am, if you got a minute, I can speak to you on this.
Well, please do.
I have been sober since the day of arrest from... Obviously, you read that my last, or this time in, was for dangerous drugs.
Yes.
I was a heavy meth user for most of my life. Through the process of figuring out how to grow up and be a man and, the rights and wrongs of life. Anyway, I used that methamphetamines to straighten out because of, my drinking. And at the time, I used both of those throughout all my life. Today, I have a over three-year length of sobriety off of methamphetamines. And, I've worked hard on the, with the program of Narcotics Anonymous on learning more about recovery. To add to that, I did take on further knowledge and more self-searching with the program Alcoholics Anonymous. Alcohol has run rampant through my life, all of my childhood, and all through my adolescence. I mean, it's just been ridiculous. Today, I work at a strenuous program. I'm thankful that I got to a place of... here at Whetstone, where they've got 3 meetings a day, and I've taken a serious consideration on my addiction. I've gone to over 60 meetings with Alcoholics Anonymous, because there was in the process of that 75 days, I'd had a couple drinks, and I wasn't like full-blown, but I did find myself into that again. I know that I need further recovery, and so I got a sponsor on the streets, and I take it serious that, you know, I just, this is something I'm going to have to do for the rest of my life. So, I mean, that's really all I can say on that. The assault on the police officer and that, I mean, I told you I'd already be quiet about that, so I don't want to renege on that, but, you know, I my hands are tied with what went down. I was on my bicycle. It was Super Bowl night.
Sir, you can't speak on that.
I'm sorry.
To protect you, so please.
I apologize.
Don't speak on that, sir.
Well, okay.
Thank you, Mr. Ashby, and I'm glad that you are attending the anonymous meetings. That's a good thing. Thank you, Mr. Pianos.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. Any further questions? Okay, Mr. Ashby, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, and you have shared quite a bit of information, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel you need to say?
I don't know if it's going to say anything other than, you know, thank you for, you know, hearing me out. And, you know, I've got a job waiting for me when I get out. As far as I understand, the place that I was residing, you know, I could go back to. You know, that's about it. I mean, I'll do everything that I need to do to prove to the Department of Corrections that, you know, I can live as a law-abiding citizen and do the things that are required of me. So, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Ashby. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes under the open meeting laws of Arizona? So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is an unfortunate case. It sounds like that there are still misdemeanor charges pending in the criminal justice system here in Phoenix. And there is most definitely police contact with Mr. Ashby when he was on community supervision. Based on everything that we gathered today, I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for returning him to community supervision, but I'm certainly open to the dialogue and input of my colleagues. Hearing no further input from my colleagues, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion and see where the votes land, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018W0435A, our discussion with Mr. Ashby, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Ashby was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal ways or company, inasmuch that he had police contact and was arrested for assault of activities, and that is my motion.
Second.
Great.
Agree. Agreed upon by Mr. Neal. I'm sorry, seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Ashby, your supervision has been revoked, and you'll be released on or about August 24th, 2018. I recognize that may sound like a long way away, but it's just a matter of months. We highly encourage you to take advantage of any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections and put together a plan for your safe return to the community in August.
Yeah, I've got a poll sale on the 13th.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but we're here only to deal with a parole revocation.
I understand.
We do want to see you succeed when you come out, and we do wish you a safe, productive, and responsible return to the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you.
Thank you.